All right, welcome back. It's June 8th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now.
Look, that's absolute bollocks, by the way.
Dalla can act all hard done by with the press, but if you're benching a fit Kramaric for half a friendly when your attack looks toothless,
come on.
If your best forward is sat on the bench when you can't string three passes together in the final third, you're not prepping. You're playing daft mind games for no reason.
That's not big club energy. That's tin pot manager nonsense, plain and simple.
You're telling me you'd rather run Kramaric out for 90 minutes than protect his adductor? The data suggests otherwise. Yeah? Look at the number of muscle injuries we've seen in pre-World Cup friendlies this cycle. It's mad. People are taking crazy risks with their best players right now.
Wait, hang on a second. You're pulling stats out your arse again. You don't have any inside data on Kramaric's fitness. You're just making it up. Next, you'll tell me your secret source at Carrington gave you the inside scoop on Croatia's camp, please. Last time you claimed that source leaked you Sancho's starting she spot against Liverpool and he didn't even make the matchday squad. And you spent three whole episodes hyping that up like you had a backroom pass at Carrington, mate. You really gonna pull that same card again?
All right. Fair cop on the Sancho thing. But that's not the point here. Objectively speaking, Dalek's call to stay home for prep instead of flying out early is way less of a gamble than people are making it out to be. The latest reports out of China earlier today ran a piece last week saying a huge percentage of squads that arrived early for the last World Cup reported way more fatigue-related injuries in the group stage. That's not made up. That's actual data.
Oh, come off it. Slovenia should have put four past them at the weekend. Their defending was shambolic. Livakovic had to carry the whole side. It's embarrassing. If that's the prep they're getting at home? Come on, you know it is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal, which is to say not normal at all, blowing that result way out of proportion. But even I can see they looked rough. Whatever they're doing at home right now isn't working. I don't buy that staying put is helping them at all.
If we look at the underlying numbers, their XG against Slovenia was 0.82 Slovenia's 2.9. Yeah, they were lucky, but that's what they do, right? They grind results out. It's the exact same energy they had in 2018. They're like that Sunday league side that looks terrible in all the preseason kickabouts, then turns up and goes on a run to the final no one saw coming. You know how it goes? Teams that are scruffy in pre-tournament friendlies always end up going far. Man.
Nah, I've seen this movie before. They're going to get torn apart by England next week, mark my words. 10 quid says Kramaric comes off the bench to score. Dalek still acts like he was right to bench him the whole first half. You in?
You're so on. And when I win, you're buying me a pint before the United match next weekend. No complaints. Don't try to wriggle out of it like you did last month. I swear I'll bring it up every episode if you do.
That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.